Daniel chapter 5. Belshazzar the king made a great feast for 1,000 of his lords and drank wine in front of all of them. Belshazzar, while tasting the wine, commanded to bring in the gold and silver vessels that his father Nebuchadnezzar had taken out of the temple in Jerusalem, so that the king and his lords, his wives and his concubines, might drink from them. So they brought in the golden vessels that were taken out of the temple, the house of the God that was at Jerusalem. And the kings and his lords, his wives and his concubines, drank from them. While they drank wine, they praised the gods of gold, silver, bronze, iron, wood, and stone. Suddenly, the fingers of a human hand appeared and wrote on the plaster of the wall of the king's palace next to the lampstand. The king was watching the hand as it wrote. Then the king's face became pale, and his thoughts terrified him. The joints of his hips gave way, and his knees knocked. The king cried out to bring in the enchanters, the Chaldean astrologers, and the fortune tellers. The king said to the wise men of Babylon, "Whoever can read this writing and tell me its meaning will be clothed with purple and have a gold chain put around his neck and will be the third highest in the kingdom." So all the king's wise men came in, but they could not read the writing or tell the king its meaning. Then King Belshazzar was greatly troubled, and his face turned pale, and his lords were perplexed. Now the queen, because of the words of the king and his lords, came into the banquet hall and said, "O king, live forever. Don't panic. Don't look so frightened. There is a man in your kingdom in whom is the spirit of the holy gods. In the days of your father, he was found to have insight, understanding, and wisdom, like the wisdom of the gods. King Nebuchadnezzar, your father, made him chief of the magicians, enchanters, Chaldean astrologers, and fortune tellers. An excellent spirit, knowledge, ability to interpret dreams, solve riddles, and difficult dilemmas were found in this man, Daniel, whom the king named Belteshazzar. Now let Daniel be called, and he will provide the interpretation." So Daniel was brought in before the king. The king said to Daniel, "Are you Daniel, one of the captives of Judah, whom my father the king brought out of Judah? I have heard of you that the spirit of the gods is in you, and that insight, understanding, and extraordinary wisdom are found in you. Now the wise men and enchanters have been brought before me in order to read this writing and tell me its meaning, but they could not provide an interpretation of its message. But I have heard of you that you can give interpretations and figure out difficult dilemmas. Now, if you can read the writing and tell me its interpretation, you will be clothed with purple and have a gold chain hung around your neck, and will be the third highest ruler in the kingdom." Then Daniel answered before the king, "Keep your gifts and give your rewards to someone else. I will, nevertheless, read the writing to the king and tell him its interpretation." "O king, the Most High God gave Nebuchadnezzar, your father, the kingdom, greatness, glory, and majesty. Because of the greatness that he gave him, all the peoples, nations, and languages trembled and feared before him. Whomever he wanted, he killed, and whomever he wanted, he kept alive. Those whom he wanted, he raised up, and those whom he wanted, he brought down. But when his heart was lifted up, his spirit was hardened so that he acted proudly. He was deposed from his kingly throne and stripped of his glory. He was given to the sons of men, and his heart was made like that of an animal, and his dwelling was with the wild donkeys. He was fed with grass like oxen, and his body was wet with the dew of heaven, until he realized that the Most High God was sovereign over human kingdoms, and that he sets up over it whomever he pleases. You, his son, O Belshazzar, have not humbled your heart, though you knew all this, but have lifted up yourself against the Lord of heaven. They have brought the vessels of his house before you. Your lords, your wives, and concubines have drunk wine from them. You have praised gods of silver, gold, bronze, iron, wood, and stone, which cannot see, hear, or know. The God in whose hand your breath is, as well as all your ways, you have not glorified. So from his presence this hand was sent, and this writing was inscribed. This is the writing that was inscribed: Mene, Mene, Tekel, and Pharsin. This is the interpretation of the words: Mene, God has numbered your kingdom and brought it to an end. Tekel, you are weighed in the balances and have been found lacking. Perez, your kingdom will be divided and given to the Medes and Persians. Then, at Belshazzar's command, they clothed Daniel with purple and put a gold chain around his neck and made a proclamation concerning him that he should be third highest ruler in the kingdom. That same night, Belshazzar, the Chaldean king, was assassinated. Darius the Mede received the kingdom, being about 62 years old. Daniel chapter 5.